Megillah Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Now we're back full time to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. We're not anymore in Megillah Kriyas HaTorah. Then we're going to have some halachas of Tefillah B'tzibur. B'roshe Chadashim u'b'chole Shomoyed Koren Arbo. This is now, as we know, that we add one aliyah als the Cheshivus Hayoyim. Any day there's a Korban Musaf. We add, we make a Musaf on the aliyahs. Instead of three, we have four. It's not a Shabbos Dikaleni, but there's four. Ein Poichsim Mehem Ve'im Asif, and I'll name the same Cheshbon that you can't make less, because the Cheshivus Hayom, you also can't make more, Tichet Tziburo. Ve'ein Maftir B'Novi, there's no Haftarah. Apeseach V'choysim B'Toiro, Mevorach L'Foneo, Ula Acharea, the same halacha that we had by Kriyas HaTorah. Ze HaKlal. Kol Sheyesh Bo'im Musif Ve'ein Yomtiv, Koyin Abo, that's the Klal. Now, obviously the day that's has a chshivus, and it has a special Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not a Yom Tov, there's no Issa Melacha, and it doesn't have a Korban Musaf, is Chanukah. And Taka Chanukah, there's only three Aliyahs. Be Yom Tov, we add on another Aliyah, another Madrega of Kedusha, there's five. Be Yom HaKippurim, Shisha. Be Shabbos Shiva, it's interesting, because in a way, Yom Kippur has the Dinim of Shabbos, and it's has a Tesefes Kedusha, it's called Shabbos Shabbosoy. But the way the Gemara says, the way the Rav brings it down, is Lamaisa Yom Kippur Onshe B'Koris, and Shabbos Onshe B'Skila. So another seven. Over here, the Mishnah adds a Prat, since there's no Tichet Tzibur, because there are days, Yom Tiv, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, the Halacha is Ein Poichasim Mehem, Avo Moisifin Aleim. And over there, Maftir Benovi, Abesech v'choysim b'toyra, Mavorach l'fonel, u'la'achareh. The Mishnah repeats this last phrase a few times, three times actually, that the first oyla makes a bracha l'fonel, the last oyla, again, it's not our minig, we make each oyla makes a bracha, but the original minig was l'fonel u'la'achareh. The reason why the Mishnah has to repeat it, Tosfos says, is because it would be a hamimin if you add more aliyahs, more people being oilen and being kairos, and maybe then you should break it up with more brachas. Kamashul, no. Pesach, the choysim makes a bracha, no more, no less. Or the Arban is no chiv on no more. Mishnah Gimel. Here we have now the halachis of what you can do or what dinim achal when you have a minion. You can daven without a minion, but there are certain parts of davening you can't say. There's certain parts of Dvarim Shebe Kedusha that can't be said. The first one needs a Hakdama. Ein person es Shema. We'll say over the way the Rav explains this halacha. 10 people come to Shul after Kaddish, after Yishtabach and Baruchu. So what they could do is, in order to have a Kaddish u Baruchu, one of them stands up for the 10. He says Kaddish u Baruchu, and he's moitzi the others with the brachas. With the brachas, with birchas yoytze or. The lashon of person means to say two things. Avar Abba, each person could say as a yachid. The way the Rishonim explained is the bracha of yoytze or is also to a certain extent shaykh to the tzibur, because you have kedusha. There's kedusha, there's not kedusha the sidra, kedusha damido, where you have the kedusha of yoytze or, you say baruch kvoid Hashem v'kaymoy and kodesh kodesh. Those aniyos are also davar shebekedusha b'atzem nid minyan. The klal is b'chlal that any aniyah davar shebekedusha needs a minyan, because the aniyah of davar shebekedusha, we're talking about kaddish, kedusha, baruchu, all these things are expressions of v'nigdashti b'teich b'nei Yisrael, like the pasuk says in Parshas Emor. V'nigdashti b'teich b'nei Yisrael refers to a minyan. The Gemara learns it out from Adas Korach. Yibodl b'teich ha'edo ro'azeh, ad mosel lo edo ro'azeh. Edo means asor, the Gemara dashens. V'nigdashti b'teich b'nei Yisrael always means 10. That being said, one person can't make a baruchu with a kaddish by himself. He needs to be part of 10 people. And the bracha of Yoytzor is be'etzim also shaykh. The times of Chazal, you have to understand, times of Chazal, they didn't have, like we have, that every yochid says yoytze or for himself. Over there they had that one person was moitzi the tzibur with the brachas. And be'etzim it's the better way, because, like we said, there's dvarim shebekedusha in yoytze or. The second bracha, Avraham, that each yochid could say. L'maisa, our meaning is that we're not moitzi zelo ze chalokum of davening, because our concentration level is not that high, the Rosh says. So therefore we each say, and because of that we also say the chalokim, we answer maybe to the chazan, but even if you're not with the chazan, you could say yourself. L'maisa, you look in certain sidurim, the goin sidur has the, what seems to be gebayt on the original meaning, is to only answer the chazan, is to only answer the full Kaddish Kaddish, only if you're answering the chazan, b'terech hatzibur. If you're davening by yourself, just say the word Kaddish. Vo'imrim Kaddish. Not Kaddish Kaddish Hashem Tzvokas Malach Alot Kvoideh, because that, you're saying Adav Shabakdush, that can only be said with a minion. So this whole process is called Prisas Hashma. Without a minion, you can't do it. Ve'in Oivin Lefnei Atevo. Oivin Lefnei Atevo over here means Chazor Sashatz. Oivin Lefnei Atevo means for Tfilo. Tfilo refers to Amida, it refers to Shemoneh Esrei. We're talking about the Tfilo, which is primarily, or it's kuloi, an expression of the tzibur. There might be a difference, by the way. Person of Shema, since Be'etzem every yochid has a chiyuv to say Krishma with the brachos, Be'etzem, you don't need a minion of 10 that are not saying Yitzhar. You need maybe a minion of 10, according to this shita, in order that it should be b'tzibur. But you don't need 10 people that are mechuyiv. Yitochin, that by Chazor Sashatz, since the whole Chazor Sashatz is not more than a tefillah b'tzibur, it's not an expression of private tefillah. Private tefillah are very damaged for themselves. The public tefillah is kuloi for the tzibur, therefore, befrat today, that we're not moitzi anybody. There are no amiratzim bizman hazem. There are amiratzim, but there are no amiratzim that have their choivas tefillah taken care of by being yaitz with Chazor Sashatz. We don't do that. So memela, the tefillah is kuloi tefillah. Because of that, the Pesukim can point out that's not enough to have 10 people there. You have to have 10 people listening to Chazor Sashatz. 10 people that are mishtatvim in the expression of Chazor Sashatz. Another halacha that needs a minion is ein noisnes kapayim. This is birchas kohenim. It's always referred to as chazal as nesias kapayim. Ve'ein kohenim b'toyra, kriyas ha'toyra, also needs 10. Over here there's a famous shayla. Do you need 10 people for kriyas ha'toyra that are mechuyiv in kriyas ha'toyra? Let's say you have 4 people that missed lining. Could you bring in another 6? Well, let's ask better. What happens if you have 6 people? Could you be mitzayir for another 4? The famous discussion between a Chayi Odom with the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura has a Ran that he says, Keneged the Chayi Odom. The Chayi Odom seems to say they need 10 people mechuyovim. The Ran seems to say mefurish. Not that way the Mishnah Brura brings the Raya. B'shem God Lechad, I think it's the Velt says that it was Ramosha Landinsky, the Roshivan Ran, who was Ma'ir this Ran. Kiyodua, a famous story, Reb Chaim Brisker had a different way of punctuating. He had a different place to put the comma of the Ran, and because of that, he held that the Ran is not like the Chayi Odom. And Reb Chaim Brisker held min hasvara that you do need hasvara. Kriyas HaTorah, again, is not a private chiyuv that one is mekayim b'tei chatzibu. It's kuloi an invention for the tzibur. It's kuloi a takana to read Torah b'tzibur. So, without a full tzibur of 10 people being mechuyiv, you can't lay. It's not just you have a minion there, you have a minion of people that are mechuyov b'kriyas ha'teru. Ve'en maftirim b'novi. There's no kriyas ha'teru, there's no haftaru. Ve'en oisin maimir u'moyshuv. This was a minig, again, an obscure minig that we don't have bizman hazeh, where when they were going to bring the mess to a kever, they would sit down, they would stand up, they would say at certain points, Shuvu Yukarim, Shuvu Imdu Yukarim, Amoidu, there would be Boicha, there would be Misbet, a whole Seder. Again, we don't have it, so we don't know what it looks like, but it was something that was done by Rabbi. Ve'en oimrim birchas aveilum, v'tanchum aveilum, u'birchas chasanim. The 3 types of brachas. Birchas aveilum is something we don't have today, also a special birchas aveilum, where they stood in rows, and they said a special bracha with the Baruch Ator Hashem. We have that they stand in a shura, and they say, Amokim Yerachem Eskim, it's the only Nosach that we have. Tanchume Avelim also refers to, after the Kvura, the Menachem Avelim, that's more bedoimed to the Shurois, that we have Rachman Salam by Levaya, with 2 lines of Menachemim, and the Avelim go through. That's why we're Machmet have a minion by a Kvura, is because to say a Kaddish and to do the Tanchume Avelim, which is an Aliyah for the Neshama, has to be done with a minion. Biches Chazan refers to Sheva Brachos. There's no Sheva Brachos for that. Vei Mezamnin B'Shem. Mezamnin B'Shem means by benching. You need three people to say the Biches Hazimun, but you need 10 people to say Elokeinu. All these, Pachas Me'asara, we don't have. Ube Karkois, Tisha V'Koin. Karkois refers to, again, a halacha that most people aren't familiar with, and a halacha that we have. When somebody was magdish a field, a bayis, b'mei bayis, there's a process that the parashat b'chukos called pidyon. The pidyon has to be performed where it's a behema with harocha, and karkois has to be performed with 10. It's 10 times the word koyin is written in that parashat of pidyonos. Of Charomis ve'erichin and Parshas b'chukosai. L'maisi, the Gemara says that it should be that since the word koyin is mentioned, then you should need 10 koyanim. Each koyin is memayit, so the Gemara understands that what that means is that it's tisha that are not koyanim and one you need to a koyin. This is going on, this pidyon of karkois is in the Parsha of Steachuz with Steimikna. I enchant then the Pashu B'Koy said the real place for this is a halacha Mishnayis and Mesechus Erichin, which is mentioning over here, Derech Agav. V'odom ki yoytze behem. Odom ki yoytze behem refers to somebody who gives his value to the Mikdash. You can't give yourself to the Mikdash. What are you going to be? Kedushas Beder Kabayis, you're going to be property of Hegdash. You're going to be a carbon oila, make out of a person. So what it means is, he makes in himself a din that his value goes, kilu, he's an eved, to the Mikdash. Since Odom hukish lekarkois, so there are dinim of a, same way an Odom, let's say an eved, can only be sold with a shtar, the same way karka can only be sold with a shtar, or with kesef. So yeah, Odom hukish lekarkois, a klal legabi shvur, legabi other dinim. So over here also, the pidyoin of an Odom, the value, and the shatzing up of how much he's worth has to be done also with this Gzeres HaKosuf of a Tisha V'Koyin.